Luigi.
What will we play? The matter mind
afterwards?
Yeah. Afterwards? Maybe one of the Maduris. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Moment. Bill, you have a microphone? Maybe you want to have then my microphone later. Yeah. I want to greet all of you very affectionately from my heart. I'm very glad that you have come this evening to join our program. I want to excuse myself for the inconvenience. You have to sit on the cold floor. We just have started with this temple, so it's a little austere monk style.
Na male neugodnosti koje možda imate, nismo tek počeli sa ovim hramom, možda tek možda morate da sjedite malo na podu, na hladnom podu, malo onako strogo je, kao neki malo stil monaha,
yeah. Indian stil, yes. I have just returned from Vrindavan together with Gaura Hari and Banu Nandini and her sister Syam Sakhi, and we are full of sweet memories of the Holy Dham, and we want to share a little bit this evening some of what we have experienced.
Ja sam se upravo vratio iz Indije, iz Vrindavana, sa svetog mjesta, svete dame, zajedno sa Gaura Harijem, Banu Nandini, njenom sestrom Syama Sakhi. Mi smo prepuni smo predivnih utisaka koje bismo željeli da podijelimo sa vama.
I feel a little bit like the pilgrim who has left Europe on the back of a donkey and has crossed the Himalayas and seen the sacred Ganga and now returns to tell the people from his village what he has seen and experienced.
Pomalo se osjećam kao hodočasnik koji je na leđima magarca otišao preko Himalaja, iz Evrope, iz Evrope preko Himalaja, vidio sve ta mjesta, sada se vraća u svoje selo i želi da priča o tome šta je tamo iskusio.
So, we will sing a little, then I will explain a little bit of the ancient spiritual teachings of our wonderful lineage, and then I will take you on a journey to Jagannath Puri.
Prvo ćemo malo da pjevamo i onda ću da kažem nešto iz naše filozofije, naše slavne linije učeničkog nasljeđa, onda ću poslije da vam pokažem neke slajdove, odišu vas u Jagannath Puri.
I will also show you about the super successful demonstration in Kamyavan.
I onda ću vam pokazati jednu super uspješnu prezentaciju Kamyavan.
And on Sunday, I will have another program here where I will show slides of the mystical forest of Vashana.
A u nedelju ću imati drugi program ovdje kada ću vam pokazati slike iz mistične šume Vašane.
So we will now sing a little. Those who play cartels, I don't know if you wish to play cartels, we will play very slowly, that may be something. Anyways, let us play very softly, yes? Vallabha Giri Varadhani Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhani Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Ram, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna. Each one of us is surrounded by invisible walls which are limiting us, almost like the walls which limit a prisoner.
Svako od nas je okružen sa nevidljivim zidovima koji nas ograničavaju i koji su poput zidova koji ograničavaju zatvorenike.
We don't see these walls very easily.
Mi ne možemo da vidimo te zidove tako lako.
But when it comes time for us to cross the walls, we feel there's something which seems to hold me back.
Ali kada dođe vrijeme da prekoračimo te zidove, osjećamo, pa ima nešto što kao da me drži nazad, vuče me nazad.
I would like to give these walls are our thoughts and our actions, which form an invisible circle around us.
Ovi zidovi su naše misli i naše djelovanje koji grade te nevidljive zidove koji nas okružuju.
No one can think so easily new thoughts and do new activities, but is limited to the old thoughts and old activities.
Niko od nas ne može da počne da misli nove misli i da ima nove vrste aktivnosti, nego je uvijek ograničen i vezan za stare misli i stare vrste djelovanja.
Many people can never change.
Mnogi ljudi nikada ne mogu da se promijene.
They cannot change their thinking and their activities, and they just remain prisoners to a material life.
Oni nikada ne mogu da promijene svoje misli i oni samo ostaju, jednostavno ostaju zatvorenici materijalnog načina života.
And the magical thing is that they don't even notice that they are prisoners.
I magična stvar u tome je ta što oni čak ne primijete da su zatvorenici.
An example is given in the Vedic scriptures of a person who swims with the flow of a river.
U vedskim spisima je dat primjer osobe koja pliva sa tokom rijeke.
He is not aware of the force of the river until he turns around and tries to swim in the opposite direction. Then he notices.
I on uopće nije svjestan toga da on ide sa tokom rijeke, nego tek kada se okrene i počne da pliva uzbudno, onda to tek primijeti.
So most of us always flow with our old thoughts and our old activities, and only when the moment comes when we turn around and say, stop, I want to do something new, we begin to notice how strong and forceful the current of Maya is.
I većina nas samo tako teče sa svojim starim mislima i djelovanjima, međutim, kada odlučimo stop, sada ću da se okrenim, da pokušam nešto novo, onda počnemo da osjećamo kako je jaka i koju silu ima ta snaga Maje.
My dear devotees, my dear friends,
moji dragi bhakti, moji dragi prijatelji,
if you keep on thinking the same thoughts and keep on doing the same activities, you will keep on getting the same results in your life. Nothing new.
Ako budete nastavili da imate iste misli, budete nastavili da imate iste vrste djelatnosti, vi ćete ostati isti, ništa novo se neće desiti.
I had wonderful discussions with Daksha when we were walking in the nature.
Imala sam predivan razgovor sa Dakshom kada smo šetali prirodom.
And I said, Daksha Prabhu, it's now time to think new thoughts. We should think of Krishna.
I rekao sam, Daša Prabhu, sada je vrijeme da počnemo da mislimo nove vrste misli. Vrijeme da počnemo da mislimo o Krishna.
We must liberate ourselves from the old energies.
Trebamo da se oslobodimo od starih energija.
Energies of disappointment, frustration.
Energija razočarenja, frustracije.
I said to Daksha, Daksha, I'm here to become healthy.
Rekao sam, Daksha, ja sam ovdje da bih ozdravio.
But I never think I'm ill.
Ali nikada ne razmišljam da sam bolestan.
I forbid myself to think that I'm ill.
Zabranio sam sam sebi da mislim da sam bolestan.
Because if I think I'm ill, I will remain ill.
Jer ako budem razmišljao da sam bolestan, ostat ću bolestan.
We must connect ourselves with new thoughts and new energies to change our life.
Moramo se povezati sa novim mislima, sa novim vrstama energija, kako bismo promijenili svoj život.
Daksha got all enthusiastic because he's doing this already.
Daksha postao jako entuzijastičan zato što on to već i radi.
Confirmation.
Potvrđeno.
So my dear devotees, I wish to share with you today how important it is to break the invisible prison walls.
I zato, moj dragi bhakte, želim danas sa vama da podijelim koliko je važno da probijemo te nevidljive zidove.
Many years ago in India I heard a wonderful illustration about this.
Prije mnogo godina u Indiji sam čuo jednu predivnu ilustraciju ovoga.
There was a butterfly.
Bio jedan letir.
Who used to fly to a rose garden and drink the nectar of the roses.
I on je letio na mjesto gdje su rasle ruže i bio je taj nektar iz ruža.
And he had an unusual friend, a little, don't know what it's, worm, who lived in the stool.
I on je imao jedan malo neobičnog prijatelja, koji je, to je bio stvar jedan mali crv koji je živio u izmetu.
In India you find stool fields and swamps. It's where every day in the morning people go and wait until the human production comes. Yes. So this butterfly said to the worm, "My dear worm, there are much better places than this field." And there's much better food to be found than on this field. I will show you a rose garden. So the worm was an adventurist. So the butterfly took him with his little legs and flew him into the rose garden. But just before they started to fly, the worm thought, "My God, what will I eat there?"
Upravo prije nego što su poletjeli, ovaj crv je počeo da razmišlja, Bože, što ću ja tamo da jedem?
And he put some of his old food in his nostrils.
I onda je dio svoje stare hrane nagurao sebi u
nos. As proviant. Emergency food.
Da, kao neku vrstu hrane za hitne slučaje.
So the butterfly asked him, "My dear worm, do you smell the beautiful fragrance of the roses?" "No," said the worm, I smell the smell of the old field." Butterfly said, "This is not possible." He looked into the worm and he saw that his information channels, the nose, was filled with the old stuff. So then the butterfly decided, "This is too much." He took his friend, flew with him to the river, shook him in the river until he got clean, and then said, "Smell the rose garden." "My dear devotees and my dear friends, we may laugh about this story. But many of us do the same thing. We take our old thoughts and our old activities into the new field, into the rose garden of Krishna consciousness. And then we ask ourselves, why am I not ecstatic? Let go of the old word, Nimana. Be an adventurist. Embrace the new word. And you will not be disappointed. But it requires to think the new thoughts and to do the new activities. And to break out of the known world and enter the unknown world of Krishna consciousness is only possible by one cosmic principle which I want to teach you today.
I kako bismo probili taj stari zid i došli u to neko novo područje, potrebno je da primijenimo jedan kosmički princip koji vas ja danas želim podučiti.
There is a cosmic force.
Postoji jedna kosmička obveza vas.
A powerful energy.
Jedna moćna energija.
Which is even responsible for the creation of the universe.
Koja je čak odgovorna za stvaranje univerzuma.
And if you understand this cosmic force and apply it in our own lives, we will be able to go to the next step which is waiting for us.
I ako prihvatimo tu kosmičku silu i primijenimo u svom životu, bit ćemo u stanju da napravimo sljedeći korak u svom životu.
This force is very strong.
Ta sila je jako snažna.
It can help a person instantaneously from one day to another to become enlightened.
I ona može osobi trenutno da pomogne, znači od jednog momenta do narednog, od jednog dana do sljedećeg da bude prosvjetljena.
You all know about this force.
I vi svi poznajete već tu silu.
But most probably like things which we know and we sometimes forget, you might have forgotten it.
Najvjerovatnije ono što se obično dešava da neke stvari znamo i zaboravimo, vi ste možda i zaboravili na ovu silu.
This force is also is very strong and often misunderstood.
Ova sila je jako snažna, ali često je isto tako pogrešno shvaćena.
Some religious leaders know about it, but have misused it to bring their followers to the stage where they are willing to serve the plans of these religious leaders.
Neki religiozni vođe poznaju tu vrstu sile, ali su je zloupotrijebili i doveli je do toga da oni služe te religiozne vođe.
Like any powerful force, this force has often been abused.
Poput svake moćne sile, ova sila isto tako često bila zloupotrijebljena.
Like atomic energy has often been abused.
Isto tako kao što je atomska energija, ona je često zloupotrijebljena.
Many people are afraid of this force or this principle.
I mnogi ljudi se boje ove sile, odnosno ovog principa.
They feel this force may be too strong for me to handle it.
I oni se osjećaju, ova sila je možda prejaka za mene da bi se mogao nositi sa njom.
This force which brings us from the old or limited world into the new or unlimited world is called sacrifice.
Ova sila koja će nas iz starog ograničenog svijeta dovesti u novi neograničeni svijet se zove žrtva.
Žrtva? What is žrtva? It sounds.
Žrtva.
Oh my god. What is sacrifice?
Šta je žrtvovanje?
Sacrifice means you do something which is a little bit beyond your own capabilities.
Žrtvovanje znači da radimo nešto što se nalazi malo izvan naših mogućnosti.
And while you do this, you become dependent on higher forces.
I dok to radite, postajete ovisni o višim silama.
Sacrifice, and I speak about a spiritual sacrifice, can be done with the words.
Žrtvovanje, i ovdje govorimo o duhovnom žrtvovanju, se može činiti sa riječima.
With the activities.
Sa aktivnostima.
And with the mind.
I sa umom.
Let me give you an example.
Dopustite da vam dam jedan primjer.
When I was very young, in Krishna consciousness, I was asked to speak in the German TV.
Kada sam bio jako mlad u svjesnosti Krišne, tražili su od mene da pričam na njemačkoj televiziji.
I had never spoken before in the TV. Anything which made sense.
Prije toga nisam ništa pričao, nisam nikada pričao na njemačkoj televiziji, odnosno ništa što imalo.
As a baby I was once in the TV and did baby talk. Ah! But when I was 16 years old, no, when I was 14 years old, I had also spoken in the TV. But now, when I was in the temple, I was asked to present the immortal philosophy of Krishna consciousness to all the Germans.
I onda sam još jednom sa 14 godina sam nešto prezentirao na televiziji, međutim kada sam došao u Hram, tu su me zamolili da na njemačkoj televiziji da svim Njemcima predstavim nešto od bezvremene filozofije i svjesnosti Krišne.
I didn't want to do it.
Ja nisam želio da to
uradim. I felt unqualified to do it.
Osjećao sam se nekvalificiran da to uradim.
And there was this terrible nervousness in me. But I was the only German speaking devotee in the temple. I mean, who spoke a decent German.
Yeah.
So I decided, let me do this as a sacrifice for the mission of Srila Prabhupada.
I onda sam odlučio, hajde da ovo uradim kao žrtvovanje za misiju Srila Prabhupada.
I overcame my own resistance.
Prevazišao sam svoj sobstveni otpor.
I did something which I had never done before. I read from a book in the TV, Prabhupada's purport to one text of the Bhagavad Gita.
Uradio sam nešto što nisam nikada prije uradio, čitao sam iz knjige, čitao sam smisao i ono što Prabhupada iz Bhagavad Gita.
And I repeated his words.
I ponavljao sam njegove riječi.
It was a sacrifice where I sacrificed my own words to a higher cause.
To je bilo žrtvovanje u kojem sam žrtvovao svoje sopstvene riječi za jedan viši cilj.
Let me give you another example of sacrifice with the body.
Dopustite da vam dam još jedan primjer žrtvovanja tijela.
I was in India.
Bio sam u Indiji.
There were 20,000 people who were hungry.
I bilo je 20,000 ljudi koji su bili gladni.
We had cooked khichdi. That's a preparation of rice and dal and some vegetables.
I kuhali smo kitri, to je jedno jelo koje se sastoji od riže, dala i nekih povrća.
I felt hot like the kitri.
Osjećala sam da mi je vruće kao poput kitri.
It was, you know, from here to here. In India you just dig a hole in the ground, put banana leaves there, and then put from the big pots the kitri in this big
U Indiji se tako radi da se iskopa se jedna velika rupa koja se obloži sa lišćem banane i onda se iz velikih lonaca se tu sipa kitri.
So I understood, these people are hungry, someone needs to bring the kitri to them.
I onda sam ja razmišljao, pa ovi ljudi su gladni, potrebno je da im neko donese taj kitri.
If they all go at once to this big kitri, what is it, hole in the ground, they will fall in the ground and will become khichdi themselves.
Da sam razmišljao, ako svi ovi ljudi sada odu tamo i priđu da uzmu khichdi iz te ogromne rupe za khichdijem, vjerovatno će oni sami da upadnu u nju i da postanu khichdi.
So I decided, let me do the sacrifice of the body.
Da sam odlučio, hajde da sada napravim tu žrtvu sa svojim tijelom.
Let me serve these wonderful people khichdi prasadam.
Hajde sada da služim ove divne ljude sa prasadom kitrijem.
Let me give you another example.
Dopustite mi da dam još jedan primjer.
The sacrifice of the mind.
Žrtvovanje sa umom.
For half a year, I was sitting on a chair before a lake in Germany.
Pola godine sam sjedio u stolici ispred jednog jezera u Njemačkoj.
I didn't really want to do this. But I had to develop a curriculum for a spiritual university, and I had to think for this. Think new thoughts. Develop a new perspective for preaching Krishna, for spreading Krishna consciousness. Now in all these three events, as a young man offering his words in the TV, as a person who was in India and served a huge feast of Khichdi to 20,000 people.
Osoba koja je u Indiji služila 20,000 ljudi sa
Khichdi. And as an elderly monk thinking very deeply how to spread Krishna consciousness in new ways, I had to do a sacrifice.
I kao stari monah koji je razmišljao o tome kako da širi svjesnost Krišne, ja sam morao da napravim žrtvovanje.
And it is this sacrifice which always helped me to go to the next stage in my spiritual life.
I to žrtvovanje upravo ono što mi uvijek pomagalo da idem sljedeći nivo u svojoj svjesnosti Krišne.
This universe was born out of sacrifice.
Ovaj univerzum je nastao iz žrtvovanja.
We hear from the Bhagavatam that the creator, Lord Brahma, did not know how to create.
U Bhagavatamu mi čujemo da gospodin Brahma, koji je stvarao ovog univerzuma, nije znao kako da to uradi.
At that time there was nothing in the universe, not even planets.
U tom trenutku univerzum nije bilo ničega, čak ni planeta.
But Brahma heard the word sacrifice. So he sat down and meditated. And by this sacrifice, everything what he needed to know came to him. My dear devotees, I'm sure that for every one of you waits a particular sacrifice.
Moji dragi bhakte, ja vjerujem da za svakoga od vas postoji čeka na njega određena vrsta žrtvovanja.
A particular purpose.
Određeni cilj, određena svrha.
A small life's mission.
Neke male životne misije.
In the beginning it will not be easy.
Na početku neće biti lako.
Because you will have to leave a little bit your comfort zone.
Zato što ćete morati da malo napustite svoju zonu komfora.
Or the things which you already do and the thoughts which you already think.
Stvari koje već radite i misli koje već imate.
For this you might need spiritual guidance.
I za ovo će vam možda biti potrebno duhovno vodstvo.
So that you invest in the right thoughts and in the right activities.
Tako da investirate u novi, u pravi misli, u pravi vrste djelatnosti.
If you recognize what your next, what your sacrifice could be.
Ako prepoznate koje bi to žrtvovanje moglo da bude,
you will connect with a very powerful force in the universe.
Povezat ćete se sa jako moćnom silom koja postoji u univerzumu.
Which will bring you to the next step.
Koja će vas dovesti do sljedećeg koraka.
I want to give you an example from my own life again.
Želim vam ponovo dati primjer iz svog sopstvenog života.
I'm here in Sarajevo again to become super healthy.
Ovdje sam ponovo u Sarajevu kako bi postao super zdrav.
I came once to become healthy and it worked wonderfully.
Jednom sam već dolazio da bi postao zdrav i to je predivno djelovalo.
And now because there are so many wonderful opportunities, I need to do the last few steps to health.
I pošto sada mi se otvara jako puno predivnih mogućnosti, moram da napravim još nekoliko koraka do punog zdravlja.
So Mustafa said to me, okay, simple diet.
I onda mi je Mustafa rekao, u redu, konačno jednostavnu dijetu.
No, cake and šlagom.
Nema kolača i šlaga.
And every day training.
I svaki dan vježbanje.
And walking.
I hodanje.
I did one walk with Jai Sachinandan and he is still suffering from it. But this I have to do every day. It's a sacrifice. But I know it will bring me to the next level of health. My dear devotees, ask yourself sincerely the question, what could be the next level in your spiritual life? I'm 100% sure that deep inside of your heart you know it.
100% sam sigurna da duboko u svom srcu znate koji je to.
And I'm 80% sure that many of you don't want to know what you know.
80% sam siguran da mnogi od vas ne žele da znaju ono što znaju.
82% sure. Yes.
82%.
Yes. Don't be afraid.
Ne bojte se.
Do in a devotional way your sacrifice which you need to do to go to your next level.
Na devocijski način uradite ono što je potrebno kako biste otišli na sljedeći nivo.
It could mean for some of you to understand, well, I should only become active if I have chanted my rounds nicely.
Za neki od vas to bi možda moglo da znači, ja ću samo početi da djelujem ako sam mantrao svoje krugove dobro.
The sacrifice for others of you could mean I should finally start to read, to put a little spiritual intelligence into my mind. Another sacrifice could be you could maybe go to a person whom you wronged and say, I'm very sorry, please forgive me.
Za nekog drugog bi možda to značilo da treba da ode do osobe prema kojoj je učinio nešto što nije bilo u redu, da joj se izvine.
There are so many ways of sacrifice that I just want to give you a few examples.
Postoji jako puno načina na koje se mogu raditi žrtvovanja, ja sam samo dao nekoliko primjera.
But whatever you wish to attain in spiritual life can only be obtained by sacrifice.
Ali šta god želite da postignete u duhovnom životu, to može jedino da se dostigne sa žrtvovanjem.
And I have a surprise.
Imam jedno iznenađenje.
If you do that sacrifice which you have to do, it will be the most blissful experience in life.
Ako učinite to žrtvovanje koje trebate da učinite, to će biti najestetičnije iskustvo u vašem životu.
If you do a sacrifice which you should not do, that will be not good.
Ako uradite žrtvovanje koje ne biste trebali da radite, onda to neće biti dobro.
But there's something in each one of our lives which we should do to come to the next level.
Ali postoji nešto u životu svakoga od nas što bismo trebali da uradimo da bismo išli dalje.
It's a universal law.
To je univerzalni zakon.
It's a force which will become activated when you do a sacrifice.
To je jedna sila koja će se aktivirati kada uradite to žrtvovanje.
In ancient times, for instance, there were these religious fire sacrifices where all of a sudden the Lord would appear.
U drevna vremena vršila se ta žrtvovanja sa
through the fire, Nityananda kaže.
Žrtvovanja sa vatrom, kroz koja bi se sam gospodin bi se pojavio kroz vatru.
It doesn't, sacrifice doesn't have to be that dramatic or spectacular. But the same thing will happen if you do your sacrifice. The Lord will appear and help you. Because in the Bhagavatam, Krishna defines sacrifice as being his own heart.
Zato što u Bhagavatamu Krishna opisuje žrtvovanje kao da je to njegovo sopstveno srce.
That's strong.
To je jaka izjava.
The heart of the Lord is very strong.
I srce gospodina je zaista jako.
Your own heart is also strong?
Vaše srce je isto tako jako.
I don't know, is someone here a medical person? Maybe Lalita, you know a little. How much blood does the heart pump in throughout a day? I think that.
Da li neko ovdje može medicinski sestra zna koliko srce dnevno krvi ispumpa?
Kondi, you know?
Don't remember.
Many liters, isn't it? Anyone? What?
About 300, I think, or maybe even 3,000, I don't know, but 300 for sure.
Liters?
300 liters. For sure.
I think much more.
3,000 or 300?
A lot.
So much, yeah.
And it works every day. When the heart stops, everything stops in our life. Sacrifice is the Lord's heart. In other words, you will get the strength from Krishna, spiritual strength, which will lift you up from this level and bring you to the next level. Let us remember how this movement of Krishna consciousness started in the West. It started by sacrifice. Prabhupada, it's such a wonderful story. Prabhupada went into this boat, and although there was a heart attack on the boat, Prabhupada persisted. No, I must serve my spiritual master. It was not easy. And as a result, we are sitting here in Bosnia in a little room sweating like anything.
To je predivna priča koja je počela tako što je Prabhupada ušao taj brod i pored toga što je imao srčani napad, on je rekao, ne, ja želim da istrajem, želim da služim Isusu duhovnog učitelja.
We are benefited here in Bosnia.
I zahvaljujući njemu imamo tu dobrobit da sada sjedimo ovdje u Bosni, u ovoj maloj sobi i znojimo se.
Sacrifice is very powerful because it invokes the power of God.
Žrtvovanje je jako moćno zato što privlači snagu od Gospodina.
But you must do it, of course, for a divine purpose.
A naravno to morate da uradite za božansku službu.
Please remember, we are all surrounded by invisible walls. Most of the time, although we can't see these walls, others see. Especially those who are a little spiritually sensitive. They see us with our walls around us. If you want to step out of this into the and get yourself a life, a spiritual life, be daring and do your sacrifice.
Ako želite da iskoračite iz toga i da dobijete život, duhovni život, budite onda se ohrabrite se i izađite i uradite žrtvovanje.
I request all of you to think about this.
Tražim od sviju vas da razmislite o ovome.
On your way home.
Dok budete išli kući.
What is it what you could do, which would and which you are not doing at present, which could make all the difference in your life?
Šta je to što biste mogli da uradite, a što trenutno ne radite i koje će napraviti veliku razliku u vašem životu?
Speak about this maybe with trusted friends.
Možete da razgovarate o tome sa povjerljivim prijateljima.
Or with your spiritual guides.
Ili sa vašim duhovnim vodičima.
So that they can advise you a little bit more how to fine tune this.
Da bi vam mogli dati više savjeta kako da vas još finije podese.
And then do the sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna.
I onda učinite to žrtvovanje za zadovoljstvo Krishne.
And you will get a new life.
I dobit ćete novi život.
You will be in the rose garden.
Oh.
I'm thinking like this, my dear devotees, for a certain reason. See, I have noted that I'm a very normal person. Like all of you. I mean, some of you are extraordinary people. But I'm for sure not.
But
I have to do extraordinary work.
Zato ja moram da radim izvanredan posao.
I have to speak lectures,
moram da dajem lekcije,
which are meant to inspire others,
koje su namijenjene tome da inspirišu druge.
I have to make a university.
Trebamo
napraviti univerzitet. A kirtan revolution.
Revoluciju kirtanu.
Yes, we want to make a kirtan event with 5,000 people in Central Park in New York.
Da, želimo da napravimo događaj sa kirtan događaj sa 5,000 ljudi u Central Parku u New Yorku.
So many projects.
Tako puno projekata.
How will they work?
Kako će oni da funkcionišu?
I'm so ordinary.
Ja sam tako običan.
Middle class German. It will only work if there is another force working, not if there is as little as possible of myself in this. If you are ordinary and you want to do something extraordinary, well, there has to be some extra strength in you working.
Ako ste vi obični, onda mora da bude nešto jako neobično, nešto izvanredno što će djeluju kod vas.
This extraordinary strength comes by the power of blessings.
I ta izvanredna snaga, ona dolazi sa snagom blagoslova.
And the blessings come from above to the person who is willing to sacrifice something.
I blagoslov dolazi od ozgo do osobe koja je spremna da se žrtvuje.
Krishna wants to see how sincere are you in your desire to be a devotee.
Krishna želi da vidi koliko si iskren u svojoj želji da budeš bhakta.
This is all I wanted to say.
To je sve što sam želio da kažem.
I know it's a lot.
Znam da je to puno.
Because we now have to think.
Zato što sada treba da razmislimo.
And we have to make a decision.
If
we wish to go to the next step in our life, which is waiting for us. If you want to stay in your comfort zone, don't change anything. But don't be surprised if you only get the same results which you already get.
Ali nemojte da budete iznenađeni ako budete dobijali samo iste rezultate koje već dobijate.
Albert Einstein was once asked for a definition of craziness.
Albert Einstein of madness. Pitali da definiše ludilo.
He said, madness is to keep on doing the same thing and keep on thinking the same thoughts and expect something different will happen in life.
On je rekao, ludilo je kada radimo uvijek iste stvari, mislimo iste misli, a očekujemo da ćemo dobiti nove rezultate.
Krishna in the Gita says, think of me.
Krishna u Giti kaže, misli na mene.
Act for me.
Djeluj za mene.
Worship me.
Obožavaj me.
Offer obeisances to me.
Odaj mi poštovanje.
And surely you will come to me.
I sigurno ćeš mi doći.
All these are sacrifices.
Sve ovo su žrtvovanje.
Sacrifices of the mind.
Žrtvovanje uma.
The body.
Sa tijelom.
Of the feelings, the heart.
Osjećanja, srca.
All these things will bring us from this world into Krishna's world.
Sve ove stvari će nas dovesti iz ovog svijeta u Krišnom svijet.
It's so nice to talk about this.
Tako je divno pričati o ovome.
It is even better to do it.
Ali još bolje od toga da to i uradimo.
Hare Krishna. All right, I think we should end here this part. We now will make a little pause of 3 minutes or so, but it's only 3 minutes. My recommendation is stay where you are, because it might be difficult to get back into the room.
Sad ćemo napravimo malu pauzu, 3 minute. Preporučujem da ostanete tu gdje jeste, jer će možda biti teško da se opet vratite na svoje mjesto.
We will prepare the room now.
Sad ćemo da pripremimo sobu.
We will put an airplane in here.
Sada ćemo ovdje da dovedemo jedan kamion.
And we will all go to Jagannath Puri.
I svi ćemo da odemo u Jagannath Puri.
Hare Krishna. That was sacrificed.